Now time to talk Jacksonites boys basketball here in our locker room chats on FM 103.9 KNZA. Brett Platner, the head coach of the Cobras, joining us now. And, well, Jacksonites got off to a tough start there on Tuesday night as after the break, a tough 43-41 overtime loss to Moramath Academy on the road. So, Coach, let's just start there. I mean, you knew going in Moorhill was a tough place to play, and they're a team that's kind of up and down so far this year. But what did you see there in that game on Tuesday?
Yeah, I thought there were a lot of good things to take away from our performance this past Tuesday. Been working a lot of man-to-man defense over break because at the end of the day, we said when I first started that I wanted to play a little more aggressive defense and we were going to try to work on that. Worked on that a lot over break and threw in some man-to-man defense on Tuesday night and thought the boys, for the limited amount of time that we've kind of been able to work on that, responded pretty well. There was some breakdowns here or there and everywhere, but that's going to happen when you haven't been practicing for a whole lot. Offensively, there were some moments where we moved the ball well, took good shots, hit those open shots, and looked like a pretty good basketball team. And then there were some moments where we struggled a bit and they went on some runs. But it was a good game overall, fun game to be a part of. And just as we were on the better end of a game like that versus Oskaloosa early in the year, we were on the bad end of this one, at least from our perspective, and ultimately fell in the end.
Yeah, no, I know we talked before we went to that holiday break, you know, that your first five games really had been a gauntlet of the schedule. You played three of the top teams in the league projected, then you also threw in Royal Valley, who's a top-ranked team in the state. And so do you feel like your guys, though, they were able to use that pretty well going into the break and then coming out, especially on Tuesday, playing much better?
Yeah, we said from the beginning that it was going to be a gauge the early part of our season to see, you know, we knew going in that we were playing the upper end projected of our league, and we were going to figure out where we were right then and there, and then we were going to use that to learn what we can improve upon moving forward. I think we did. We focused on those things over break, that the things that we needed to improve on, get better at, and the things we needed to try to look at doing moving forward. Hopefully we can continue to do a lot of those positive things. And I think that started on Tuesday, but headed into the future as well.
Okay, yeah, looking now to Friday, you've got McLouth coming to town. And what do you look at here now with this game against McLouth on Friday?
We just need to be able to find that consistency. We're starting to understand, you know, what's a good shot, what's not a good shot, how we're going to get points within our offense and what our defense needs to look like. And, you know, as a coach and as a team, you definitely want to look at taking progressive steps forward every time you step on the floor. And if we can eliminate some mistakes from the first semester games and even on Tuesday, and we can continue to build those positive steps moving forward, keep taking those steps as the year goes on, I'll be happy with our basketball team regardless of wins and losses.
Well, Coach, with that, wish you the best of luck against McLouth coming up on Friday. Thank you so much for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Brett Platner, head coach of the Jacksonites boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on 103.9 KNZA.